Good Tuesday morning, you're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside of Montreal. On this week's episode for 492, we have a bonus anniversary review where I take a look at Paradise Now celebrating its 20 year anniversary from 2005. Out for DVD Tuesday for April the 8th for 2025 would be The Club House, which is A Year with the Red Sox. It's a documentary that is now onto Netflix. Let's get to some folk music to get your morning started here, since it is Folk Month here on CJLO 6090 AM. I'm going to hear Girl with Dream with the track Bench off of the album Tell. Then we're going to hear Eliza Nime with the track Poppy off of the album Progress Bakery. And then we're going to hear Canadian classic Gordon Lightfoot with If I Could Read Your Mind. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside of Montreal. My name is Remy.
Thank you. chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstores sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. Like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that trying to understand the feeling that you left. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone.
Welcome back. You're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We get to some of the scores and soundtracks of cinema. I'm going to once again refer to Daniel Blomberg's great score for The Brutalist here. I'm going to hear Epilogue with the track Venice from The Brutalist. Then we're going to hear Theodore Shapiro with Elevator Down from Severance. Then we're going to hear Antonio Sanchez with Temple of Cinema from the new Apple TV series, The Studio. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. Antonio Sanchez there with Temple of Cinema from the studio, the new Apple TV series starring Seth Rogen. Before that, Theodore Shapiro with Elevator Down from Severance. And we kick things off with Daniel Blomberg's score for The Brutalist with Epilogue Venice. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO, 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We close here with La Bodina with the track One for You and One for Me from the closing credits to The Brutalist. You're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside Montreal.
See this.
What is this?
Your wife has been killed. What you do is very important to what we do. Let us handle this.
I want mission-specific training, cash, and a new identity.
Have you lost your mind?
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
I don't think you could beat a 90-year-old nun in an arm wrestling match.
I want to face my wife's killers, look them in the eyes, and balance the scales.
Take it.
Take it!
I
point it at my chest! Do it now!
Put your finger on the trigger.
That was a little bit of the trailer there for The Amateur. This one is an action thriller starring Rami Malek and Lawrence Fishburne. This one arrives on Sci-Fi theaters for your Cinematic Fridays for April the 11th. And I do not know how I feel about this one because it's sort of like a spy action thriller with Rami Malek. And I don't know if Rami's going to be up for the action scenes inside of this film, but hey, can't wait to see it. Rami Malek's a great actor. I really enjoyed him inside of Mr. Robot. So yeah, looking forward to this one. Also, if you're more inside the horror thriller camp, then maybe Blumhouse's new film, Drop, might be up your alley, where a woman goes on to a date, only to be receiving some drops onto her cell phone that things might not go so good. So, two thrillers out for your Cinematic Fridays for this Friday, April the 11th. Once again, I'll remind you, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. So I'm going to preface this review for this bonus anniversary review of Paradise Now that it may be some heavy topics for today's show. So if you're not ready to deal with the heavy topics about war and the politics of the Middle East or those types of thematics, then maybe this show might not be for you today. However, that is what we'll be discussing on to today's show for this bonus anniversary review. I'm calling this a bonus anniversary review because Danny and I normally do anniversary reviews throughout the year. However, this one will be illegible for our final anniversary awards. However, I will be bestowing an honor and an award to Paradise Now from 2005, directed by Hani Abu Hassad. So the film deals with childhood friends, Saeed and Khalid, who live onto the West Bank near Palestine. It also deals with Saeed's relationship with his friend, Suha, who he works at a mechanic shop, and normally she brings her car in. It is not really a romantic relationship per se. However, they do have a back and forth dynamic where he entrusts her with certain aspects about his life and revealing things about his life to her. But more, the childhood friendship is tested between the remorse and redemption when both Saeed and Khalid are chosen to perform an act of terrorism as a form of jihad. So that is what Paradise Now essentially talks about. So like I was saying, not for everybody to listen onto today's show. I want to say that this one is from Palestine, 2005, and won the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Film at the Oscars, and it was definitely had some controversy when this film came out. I also want to say that this is like a 2005 film, so this is like a post-9/11 film as well too, which I want to talk about something a little bit after inside of the latter portion of the show today, how things have changed since the film has come out. However, let me start out here with Hani Abu Hassad, the director, and what he has to say about the film. The film is an artistic point of view of that political issues and the politics want to see it as black and white, good and evil. And art wants to see it as a human thing. So Basically, he wants to see this film as a human thing, whereas some people might want to point it as a political issue that needs to be seen as black and white, or good versus evil. But he wants to put it as an artistic issue of expressing human things and human emotions. So let's talk a little bit about some of the themes that the film deals with. So there's the act of martyrdom inside of the film. So as one of the characters says, if you fear death, you're already dead, as a type of martyrdom. They see this as a mission of God's will. This is like a post-9/11 film, like I was saying, so it's a lot dealing with the ethical implications of the mission of martyrdom and jihad and what that means to them. So one of the techniques that Abu Asad uses for the camera is tied up close-up portraits of the characters to give you the state of mind without dialogue. That is why I feel that is really important to the film. That helps this film a lot. When not having scenes of dialogue, you get tied up close-ups of portraits of the characters, giving their state of mind right there. So there's the act of protesting a theater in Israel that did not employ people on the West Bank, and as an act of protesting the cinema, there was a type of burning of the cinema as an effigy. And then Sua, I think, responds to this, why the cinema? And then I think that Saeed responds to her, why us? You know, and then how Sua describes, like, they're trying to find out what genre of cinema do they like. And then I think that both of the characters express, you know, well, Sua more expresses that she likes life films, like Japanese minimalist films. But then I think that they go deeper inside of a conversation because they talk about Saeed's father. So I'd rather he was still alive than be proud of him. Thanks to him, his fight is our cause, and our cause is still alive today. And then Sua responds that there are other ways to keep the cause alive that doesn't involve this type of martyrdom. And I feel that this is what I'm going to express inside the latter portion of the show today. So then Saeed goes, now it's not for us to decide. The occupation defines the resistance. And then Sua responds, resistance takes many forms, which is really important. That's what I'm probably going to get to inside the latter portion of the show today. Whatever your father did, he did it for us as a type of resistance. So death is better than inferiority is another concept that is brought up throughout the film. Then we talk about the war political machines for their own ethical cleansing and land occupation. That is definitely one of the thematics of the film that the film presents it. So a little bit about Saeed's father. He was a collaborator, and it wasn't seen as a positive thing. For example, Palestine working for the Israelis, and he was executed. He blames the Israelis for taking advantage of his father's weakness, which is now why he is doing the acts that he is in. When we come back from break, I'm going to talk a little bit about this film inside of relation to the documentary that came out last year or this year, that won the Oscar at this year's Oscars, No Other Land, and how it relates in some ways to the movement going on today. So you are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside of Montreal. My name is Remy.
Beneath an orange sky, yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky with my brother standing by, with my brother standing by. Brother, you know, it's a long road we've been walking on. Yes it is, you know, brother, it is. Such a long road we've been walking on. Beneath an orange sky with my sister standing by, with my sister standing by. I said, here is what I know now, sister. Here is what I know. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, in your love, in your love. Oh, but you know I am so weary, and you know my heart's been broken now. Sometimes my mind is too strong to carry on, too strong to carry on. When I'm alone, when I've thrown off the weight of this crazy stone, when I've lost all care for the things I own, that's when I miss you. That's when I miss you, you who are my home. You are my. What I know now, sister, goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies. 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 In your love, in your love, in your love. Your love now.
listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM. I will once again preface today's episode with listener discretion is advised to the following episode. We are discussing an anniversary of a film that is being reviewed today from 2005 that deals with the Middle East conflict. If that is something that you do not want to hear, then I suggest listening to another episode of At the Movies. We have various other anniversary reviews throughout the year. However, this one I feel is a good one. So we're talking about the film Paradise Now from 2005. And I watched this film after seeing No Other Land, which won the documentary at this year's Oscars Festival for 2025, and it has a similar interest in looking at the Middle East conflict, more precisely looking at it from the West Bank, the Palestine side of things, and it is a different approach from Paradise Now. So Paradise Now, it deals with the revolution and how actions have consequences, and more in part how it's a post 9/11 film that deals more with how the acts of terrorism or more jihadism bring about the revolution. However, I want to bring back the character of Suha, who is friends with Saeed inside of the film, that says that the resistance can take on many forms. And this is where I feel that No Other Land that came out this year shows how the resistance inside of Palestine has taken on a new form, where it's more of showcasing the acts that are going on, and by filming it, by civilly protesting it for what they can through different means of the laws and the courts that are made available to them, even though it seems like there's very little made available to them to help them along the way. It's more of a pacifist standpoint of civil disobedience type of actions that are leading the new resistance movement for the Palestinian people. And I feel that it's important to showcase the side of this one that doesn't always get inside of the mainstream media, and sometimes you see the effects of the Paradise Now being the post 9/11 film that gets the media attention for like a type of sensationalism, even though that Paradise Now does deal a lot with the remorse and the redemption and if their actions are really worth it at the very end. Also, Saeed seeing what his father went through, and now he's going through some things as well too, essentially speaking. So what I recommend is I definitely recommend Paradise Now, taking a look at it, being objective by it too, because it deals with a very serious topic from 2005. I feel that it's a post 9/11 view of the Middle Eastern conflict inside of essence. And then you take a look at No Other Land, which is the today's view of how the resistance movement has changed a little bit. And it's not always being covered that way inside of the Western media circuit. However, it's very important, and it's a very important film to be viewed as. It's controversial for some people, yes. However, for me, It was one of the important films that I watched this year, and you should seek it out from your local independent theater, whoever's screening it. And I feel that Paradise Now is a complement to No Other Land that came out this year. So that's my thoughts on to this anniversary review of Paradise Now from Hani Abu-Dassab. I'm going to remind you once again of what the director said about the film. So the film is an artistic point of view that political issues, that politics want to see it as black and white, good and evil. However, it is art when you see it as a human thing. And that's how I feel that both those directors wanted to see the conflict as a human thing through the human experience and for you to feel the emotions that these characters are going through. Even though Paradise Now is a fiction drama, even though that it deals with things that are happening inside the world, but No Other Land is a documentary that is happening right now. On to next week's show. It is Folk Month here on CJLO 1690 AM. So we have a great episode lined up for you, because I have Aviva, who normally hosts The Alley from 11 to 12 on Fridays. Aviva has opinions on to the new biopicture of James Mangold, A Complete Unknown, Bob Dylan, one of her favorite artists. So she will share those opinions on to next week's show. As always, I will wish you a good week at the movies. Et bon cinéma.
Thank you.